King Chitraketu meets the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vishama. You chanted, chant the verse first? Yeah, I did. Chant the verse. Vishama mati nayatra nirnam. Twamaham itim. Mama taveti chayaran yatran. Vishamatiya rachitoya sahi abhishudha krishno radhama paloha. Hare Krishna, thank you. Vishama mati nayatra nirnam Twamahamiti mamata veti chayaranyatra. Vishama diyo rachitoya Sahi avishudha kaishno radharma bhalo. Vishama mati nayatra nirnam Twamahamiti mamata veti chayad anyatra. Vishama diya rachitoya Sahi avishudha kaishno radhama bahula. Please try the right tune if you know it. I don't know the meter. Vishama mati nayatra nirnam Mamaham miti mama taveti yad anyatra. Vishamadiya rachitoya Sahi shudha krishno radhama bahula. Vishamati nayatra nirnam Tamahamiti mamata veti chayadanyatra. Yishamadiyo rachitoya Sahi avishad muradama bhava. Matajis. Yatra nirnam Mahamiti mama taveti yadhyatantarat. Isamadiyo rachitoya Sahi avishudha krishno adama bahula. Isamamati nanatranina Mamahamiti mamata veti chayadanyatra. samadhiya rachitoya. Sagina vishuddha sesha. Vishama, unequal. Your religion, my religion, your belief, my belief. Mati, consciousness. Na, not. Yatra, in which. Niranam, of human society. Tvam, you. Aham, I. Iti, thus. Mama, my. Tava, your. Iti, thus. Cha, also. Yet, which. Anyatra, elsewhere. In religious systems. Other than Bhagavad Dharma. Vishama, Diya. By his unequal intelligence. Rachita, made. Yaha, that which. Saha, that system of religion. He, indeed. Abhishuddha, not pure. Vishayishna, temporary. Adharma bahulaha, full of irreligion. Giant station and purple place, divine grace, the boy Charanadavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Being full of contradictions, all forms of religion but Bhagavad Dharma work under the conception of fruitive results and distinctions of you and I and yours and mine. The followers of Srimad Bhagavatam have no such consciousness. They're all Krishna conscious, thinking that they are Krishna's and Krishna is theirs. There are other low-class religious systems which are contemplated for the killing of enemies or the gain of mystic power. But such religious systems, being full of passion and envy, are impure and temporary. Because they are full of envy, they are full of irreligion. Please repeat. Being full of contradictions, all forms of religion, but Bhagavad Dharma, work under the conceptions of fruitive results and distinctions of you and I and yours and mine. The followers of Srimad Bhagavatam have no such consciousness. They're all Krishna conscious, thinking that they are Krishna's and Krishna is theirs. There are other low-class religious systems which are contemplated for the killing of enemies or the gain of mystic power. But such religious systems, being full of passion and envy, are impure and temporary. Because they are full of envy, they are full of irreligion. Purport. Bhagavad Dharma has no contradictions. Conceptions of your religion and my religion are completely absent from Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means following the orders given by the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan. As is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. God is one, and God is for everyone. Therefore, everyone must surrender to God. That is the pure conception of religion. Whatever God orders constitutes religion. Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. In Bhagavad Dharma, there is no question of what you believe and what I believe. Everyone must believe the Supreme Lord and carry out his orders. Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam. Whatever Krishna says, whatever God says, should be directly carried out. That is dharma, religion. If one is actually Krishna conscious, he cannot have any enemies, since his only engagement is to induce others to surrender to Krishna or God. How can he have enemies? If one advocates the Hindu religion or the Muslim religion or the Christian religion, this religion or that religion, there will be conflicts. History shows that the followers of religious systems, without a clear conception of God, have fought with one another. There are many instances of this in human society, but systems of religion that do not concentrate upon service to the Supreme are temporary, and they cannot last for long. They are all full of envy. There are many activities directed against such religious systems, and therefore one must give up the idea of my belief and your belief. Everyone should believe in God and surrender to Him. That is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma is not a concocted sectarian belief, for it entails research to find out how everything is connected with Krishna. Ishavasham idam sarvam. According to the Vedic injunction, sarvam kalvidam brahma. Brahman, the Supreme, is present in everything. Bhagavad Dharma captures this presence of the Supreme. Bhagavad Dharma does not consider anything in this world to be false. Because everything emanates from the Supreme, nothing can be false. Everything has some use in the service of the Supreme. For example, we are now dictating into a microphone and recording on a dictating machine, and thus we are finding how the machine can be connected to the Supreme Brahman. Since we are using this machine in the service of the Lord, it is Brahman. This is the meaning of sarvam kalvidam brahma. Everything is Brahman because everything can be used for the service of the Supreme Lord. Nothing is mithya, false. Everything is factual. Bhagavad Dharma is called Shabokrishta, the best of all religious systems, because those who follow Bhagavad Dharma are not envious of anyone. Pure Bhagavatas, pure devotees, invite anyone and everyone without envy to join Krishna consciousness movement. A devotee is therefore exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shuridam Sarvabhutanam. He is the friend of all living entities. And therefore, this is the best of all religious systems. Whereas so-called religions are meant for a particular type of person who believes in a particular way, such discrimination has no place in Krishna consciousness or Bhagavad Dharma. If we scrutinize the religious systems meant for worshipping of the demigods or anyone else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that they are full of envy and therefore impure. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Chakshura Militandina Tasmai Sri Gravi Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Karatha Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So these prayers here are very, very direct in establishing what is pure Dharma. And Prabhupada says that there are no contradictions in pure Dharma, as there is in other religions, my religion, your religion. So that is the teaching process. There's only one God, so how can it be my religion, your religion? As Prabhupada points out, that there is no question of what you believe or what I believe. Everyone must believe in the Supreme Lord and carry out His orders. Whatever Krishna says, whatever God says, should be carried out. That is dharma, that is religion. So, also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that the Srimad Bhagavatam kicks out all the cheating processes. Cheating process, generally taken to mean as those who want something other than service to the Supreme Lord. Or in other words, it's a religious system, but they're going to the Lord and praying, you please give me, you serve me, rather than I am your servant, let me serve you. So all these religions that propound the fruitive activities, do this activity, you'll get this result. These are all cheating religions. So even in the Vedas, those parts which deal with fruitive activities, they condemned them. Narad Muni condemned, or he criticized his disciple Vyasadeva for writing too much Karmakanda sections. Or Karmakanda means performing activities to get a result for one's own pleasure, without remembering everything should be done for the Lord's pleasure. Idam Krishna, Idam Namama, you see when they're chanting these mantras. Idam Krishna means this is for you, Krishna, it's not for me. So all the time you're hearing that. Idam Krishna, Idam Namama. So, this is the real religion. Otherwise, the other religions, they're based on desires, material desires, to satisfy the body. This is the general idea, to satisfy my senses. Because this is the actual reason that we're in the material world. We came here to imitate Krishna. We wanted to be the controllers, wanted to be the enjoyers. So Krishna has designed this world so you can imitate or try to be the enjoyer, and He's given you rules and regulations how to do it. This is the Karmakanda section. Simultaneously, Krishna is very kind. He's also given the path of the path of liberation, which is, and the path of bhakti also, the supreme path of bhakti. So, So when we make a distinction between religion, oh, I'm born in India, therefore I'm a Hindu, because I was born in this environment, I was born in the Middle East, so therefore I'm a Muslim. I'm born in Europe somewhere, so therefore I'm a Christian. Just because I was born in that locality and that was the understanding. So these are all designations. I can be a Hindu in the morning, I can become a Muslim in the afternoon, a Christian in the evening. I can change my religion, they're all temporary. So what Bhagavad Dharma is dealing with is that which is, what is eternal. It's not temporary, something temporary manifestation. And what is it? What is eternal? God is eternal. The soul is eternal. And the service is eternal. So this is what is constitution real religion. We're abiding by the laws of God. Whatever the Lord says, that is religion. And it cannot be contradicted or not courage. It shouldn't and shouldn't be not followed. It should be followed. This is one of the glories of Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami at the end of the 10th canto glorifies Krishna. That whatever you say is perfect and absolute. It becomes law and no one can contradict it. That is your position, Krishna. So, all these other designations, they are based on the body. And therefore, as Prabhupada's pointing out, we have all these different wars going on in the name of religion. We're killing in the name of God. So, this is not Bhagavad Dharma. They're causing violence to all living entities, violence to themselves. And they abuse the laws of God. But so this is what happens when we try to take the position of God and being the controller and enjoyer. And then we'll invent so many ways to do that, because everybody has this 8,400,000 different species of life, because there's 8,400,000 different types of desire you can have. So there's a body to suit the particular desire. So this is not the purpose of life, simply to satisfy desires. The consciousness is changing. As the body changes, the consciousness changes. But one shouldn't change the consciousness to meet the demands of the changing body. The consciousness used for a higher purpose, and that is serving Krishna, coming to love Krishna. This is the higher purpose. And the lower purpose, then everybody's interested in how they're going to get pleasure from these activities. So, as a result of this, what's happening, and then we're getting all these wars in the name of religion and the name of God, then everybody ends up killing each other. So all this kind of religion is kicked out. Prabhupada said here, God is one and God is for everyone. Very simple. The little sentence, God is one and God is for everyone. We don't divide God. Of course God is unlimited forms, Advaita Machutam Anadam Nandrupam. Unlimited form, Ram Adimotishu Kalam Ninatistan. He has unlimited form, but they are one. So just to take one, one God, or one name of God. and say it's separate from all the other gods, or this is the only god, then we become a separatist. And then we lose sight of everything. It just becomes, religion just becomes, give us our daily bread. We go into God as, treating God as an order supplier. Please give me this, give me this. Well, he'll do it also. That's his kindness. But that's not actually our position. Our position is how we can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, the very beautiful prayers are being offered, pointing out the position of the living entity and the Lord, and the differentiation that is created by human beings with the desire to enjoy. But just like Haridas Thakur, he was going to be beaten. They said, we'll beat you, we'll kill you, if you don't give up this low-class Hindu religion you've adopted. You're coming from a Muslim background, very respectable, and you've given it up for some low-class religion. So you should give up chanting the names of Krishna, the Hindu God. So Haridas Thakur said, there's only one God. And he's that God who lives in the heart of everyone. You may happen to call him Allah, we may call him Krishna, you may call him Yahweh. But they're only different names of that same one God. To see that they are separate is not correct. So this is what constitutes real religion. That one God, we are his servant, and we should be engaged in his service. So that is real religion. It's real religion because Bhagavad Dharma, Vaishnava Dharma, because it's an eternal religion. All the other religions, or it's said, when all these worlds are put into ruination, at the time of dissolution of the universe, all these systems of religion become null and void. They don't exist anymore. All your systems of yoga, your vanashram, your sannyas, and knowledge, and jnana, vairagya, meditation, all these processes, they don't exist anymore. They're all quite newly created within this universe. And when the universe is time for the dissolution or the winding up the universe, all these systems don't exist anymore. He says there is no sun, when there is no moon, no stars, no Shiva, no Brahma. Everything is all these names are non-existent, and the practices are non-existent. But one thing is going on still in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha, and that is service to Krishna. That's not interfered with at the time of the annihilation of the material world. So what's going on eternally when everything else is finished, there's nothing else finished, that is bhakti. That's going on eternally in the spiritual world. Service to God is going on eternally. So it's not destroyed even when the material worlds are destroyed. So this is the position of Bhagavad Dharma. It's the eternal function of the soul to be engaged in favorable devotional service to Krishna. And all the others are all new and temporary, and they are full of envy. Envy means that they want something for themselves. You want something, and therefore, someone's going to stand in the way of that sometime or another. So that you're going to become an enemy, you're going to become envious of him. One country wants to overtake another king, and one king wants to conquer another king. Why? Because he wants something. He wants to expand his kingdom. So what does it involve? It means killing people. are full of violence simply to satisfy my own desires. So how can it be a pure religion? So the prayers are there, beautiful prayers are there that are being offered because they're dealing directly with the Absolute. But all the religions, in essence, they're the same. The essence of them. Like Chankazi, when Mahaprabhu defeated him, Chankazi admitted that, yeah, he said, actually our Quran is full of contradictions. Chankazi was actually a pundit, he was a scholar. He said, when I study the Quran, I see there are many, many contradictions. Anyway, there will always be contradictions in different contradictions in different religious paths, etc., like that. That's why the Buddhist philosophy has come quite. They like the Buddhist philosophy or Mayavad philosophy. It's very, very prominent. Everybody likes that because ultimately the conclusion is that, you know, you do it your way, we'll do it our way. So they're all Yatamat, Yatapat, all paths lead to the same. So it's okay, you do your way, you will do our way. And they're simply compromise. I met one Buddhist a Buddhist monk. He was chanting these mantras and with a group of people. And so I asked him something, but he didn't want to talk philosophy. He kind of cut me off very nicely, and he said, "You're doing good things to people. We're doing good things to people. Leave it at that, okay? We don't want to talk and discuss our different paths and different religions, but we're doing good things for people. You're doing good things, okay? I'm okay. You're okay." So that's not Bhagavad Dharma. He said, Prabhupada said, we studied the conclusions. Anyway, he said that this is not sentiment, it is study. It's a study. See things as they are. So the next thing is, if you're doing good to people, please explain what is your conception of being good to others. And what is it? If you're a kami, it's just living nicely and happy in the material world. You're following everything very nicely, but you're surrounded by your family members and the kids, so cute. Got their school uniforms on and their satchels on their back. And the mothers are very, very, what a nice situation. And they're going off to school, bye-bye kids. Hold hands. You just hurry off to the slaughterhouse. So this is factually what's happening. They're sending their children to the slaughterhouse because all these processes and different educations and schools that are not giving Krishna consciousness, they're simply keeping everyone in a cycle of birth and death. That is violence. Yes, even in your living room, nice and cozy with all your kids, you're committing violence if you're not giving anyone Krishna consciousness. So therefore, Bhagavad Dharma kicks out, Pavite, kicks out the... It's not a cheating process, Bhagavad Dharma. He's telling people how to get out of the cycle of birth and death, not how to stay within the cycle of birth and death. And most other religions and societies, this is what they're doing. How you can remain in the cycle of birth and death in the name of happiness. How you can become happy Birth is not so pleasant. Old age, disease, death, everybody's avoiding. It's not so pleasant. But all these programs that people are making, they're all programs for happiness in different names, that's all. In other words, I'm the supreme enjoyer, and whatever I do, whatever is my philosophy, whatever I gather around me is my little kingdom. I'm happy here. But this is God's position. Of course, we can only create a little area to move around in, and a few friends, and but God is unlimited. He's in the whole kingdom of God. So, this is why there are so many different parties, so many different contradictions, all based on the idea of mama metti, that I and mine, I am this body and this world is mine to enjoy. It's all based on this conception. So, this is the idea, we have to give up this conception. This is Krishna consciousness. Instead of it's my world, I am the enjoyer and it's my world to enjoy. The devotees understand, no, it's just Krishna's world. You don't call Brahman this verse here. That everything is Brahman means no. Prabhupada points out everything. That Brahman is within everything. And this is this. What does he say? According to the Vedic injunction, Sarval Kalpidam Brahma. Brahman, the Supreme, is present in everything. It's everywhere. Bhagavad Dharma captures this presence of the Supreme. So here, what is catching? The presence of the Supreme. How to see the Supreme in everything. Nothing is separated from Krishna. What we see is nothing but energy, but where is it coming from? It's all coming from Krishna. So therefore Krishna is everything and everything is Krishna's. Here, Krishna, Prabhupada is pointing out the devotees see Krishna is mine and I am Krishna's. So we're reversing the situation. Krishna is mine and I am Krishna's. Not that I'm the enjoyer and everything should be arranged for my enjoyment. So therefore we have hundreds of different ways of life. Different theories, different philosophies, different systems. And they're all based on this one principle, I am the controller and the enjoyer. And because everybody has different desires, therefore we have so many different aspects and different branches of religion and different methods and processes. They're simply to cater for the individual's desire, how he wants to be the controller, how he'll enjoy this particular situation. One man's food is another man's poison. So you've got so many different ways, but they're all ways of how to control and enjoy it. So therefore, Krishna, he has ordered sarvadhanam parityaja mamekam sharanam praja, that everyone should surrender to God. That is the conception of pure religion. So this is what the Bhagavad Dharma is presenting, the pure religion. That we should surrender to God. Sarvadhanam parit, give up all those dharmas, all those different yoga dharmas, all those different vanashram dharmas, all those different ego dharmas, and surrender to Krishna. Mamekam sarvam raja. So this is real religion. This is the real religion, and everything else is kicked out in Srimad Bhagavatam. Brinda Devi, asking Purnamasi. We have so many different scriptures and shastras. How do you get so much contradictions? One shastra, you get Lord Shiva. He has a fight with Krishna and he defeats him. Another Purana, you'll get the same story, but Krishna wins the battle. According to your devata, you want your devata to be the best. So your devata will win the battle, and then some for someone else, another Purana, their devata. So, Purnamasi says, yes, he said there is lots of contradictions. He said all these other processes, they can cheat you. They will cheat you. But Srimad Bhagavatam, that will never cheat you. That's kicked out everything else, all those enjoying, controlling systems. It's kicked it out in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that won't cheat us. So, this is what Krishna consciousness is, and this is what Krishna consciousness is establishing, and Prabhupada is establishing. Prabhupada is criticizing here, all of these groups, everyone. Srila Prabhupada said that I am the only one who openly criticizes not only religionists, but anyone who falls short of complete surrender to Krishna. That means the whole world. So Prabhupada says, I'm the only one who criticizes. No one else is criticizing. They have their meetings and they come together and you do your way, you do. But Prabhupada is openly criticizing. So it's a critical movement. We have to, the acharyas, he has to criticize to bring out the points. We were in Bhadrik Ashram, I think, one time, Bhadrik Ashram. And we were staying in this, one of the ashramas there. And the Mahanta, or the who's looking out, he was actually, previously he was an ISKCON devotee. Usually ISKCON devotees don't join Mayavadi groups, but... Somehow or another, he said, I was with your group in Vrindavan. I joined in Vrindavan and I stayed a few years doing book distribution or something like that. In Mayavadi now. And he said one thing, you ISKCON people, please don't criticize. We always hear your people, you always criticize. Please don't criticize. Ultimately, we're all God. There's nothing to criticize. But no, ours is a criticizing movement. Mahaprabhu criticized. But that Devananda Pandit, he offended Srivast Thakur. Mahaprabhu was on the main street, Navadvip town, by Devananda Pandit's ashram. Mahaprabhu was on the street, he was calling out, hey, Devananda Pandit, what kind of Bhagavatam? Everyone praises you as a great reciter of Bhagavatam. You don't know the slightest aspect of Bhagavatam. You don't know everything about you is spoiled. You're just a... He was criticizing that from the main street. He was shouting to you. He didn't mind to criticize. Prabhupada's the same. He didn't mind criticizing. Mahaprabhu criticized Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur. Not Thakur, he's Prakashananda. Swami, Sannyasi in Benares. Mahaprabhu said, who's that Prakashananda in Benares, the big Mayavadi? He said, he's trying to tear me apart. He's trying to say, I've got no head, he's got no hands, I've got no legs. My body is a murderer. He's trying to kill me. He's tearing me apart. So Mahaprabhu criticized. We're a critical movement. But critical to establish the truth. Critical to establish what's best for the living entity. Critical. So we can take all the living entities back home where they belong. Critical. We want them to engage in service to Krishna because they're the eternal servants of Krishna. So this criticism is not wrong. When we understand Bhagavad Dhamma, it's wrong when you don't understand. So we have to learn to see how everything is related to Krishna. Then we won't become separatists, these things separately from Krishna, and our relation separate from Krishna. Everything is connected to Krishna. The Mayavadis, Prabhupada puts his Mayavad. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. The Brahman is truth, and Jagat means material world is false, is mitya. But devotees don't say that. No, they're both real because they're both emanations of the Lord. So everything is factual. It's just that if we see it separate from Krishna, it becomes separate. They tried to get Jesus Christ. They tried to catch him. They had a coin. They said, "Who does this coin belong to?" Caesar. But Caesar was the emperor, so he had his stamp on the coin, the currency. Just like now we get Indira Gandhi or someone, Mahatma Gandhi on the coin. So they asked him, "Who does this belong to? It's got Caesar's stamp in his name." And Jesus said, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar, give to God what is God. God's. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's." They couldn't understand these answers so well, they couldn't reply to that. But anyway, the idea, that's God consciousness. Well, Caesar is no longer existing anymore. God is still existing. So what use is giving to Caesar? Just because he's the emperor. Still he's temporary. But God is existing everywhere. So, when we put this, "I like, I don't like" business, mama meti, I am mine, I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer. When we put that in front of our vision, then we are separated from Krishna. This is what's separating us from Krishna. I like this, I don't like that. I and mine. That in the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, "I and mine, I like it, I don't like it." This is what is the intervening distance between this jiva and the lotus feet of Krishna. If you're anxious to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna, there's something in between, then it should be removed. So that, what's the intervening distance? It's simply, I like it, I don't like it. This is what's going in this world. As long as we like, I like it, I don't like it, then we are separated from Krishna. That's all that's separating. So then we have to make a decision. This is human life. It means making a decision on this. What am I going to do about I like it, I don't like it. That's all I've ever done since I've been in material existence. All these bodies, I like, I don't like. Accepting and rejection, Radha Vishya. So the decision is, when am I going to do something about it? Or am I just going to go on the same as I've been going for millions and millions of births? I like it, I don't like it. When you become serious about this, and take shelter, real shelter of the Holy Name, he said, then you will actually get a taste, you'll get a meaning of it, understand what Krishna consciousness is. You will. What the Prabhupada said, you connect it to. Okay, yeah. The Supreme is present in everything. And Bhagavad Dhamma captures this presence of the Supreme. So Krishna is everywhere. His presence is everywhere. But when we put this aspect of I like it, I don't like, thinking of myself, then that presence is far away. Although it's everywhere, it's with us at every time. Especially in the holy name. I was in Prabhupada's room one time with Satsuru. Prabhupada was chanting and he was walking into his bedroom and then through the sitting room. And he was chanting, very grave, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Slowly walking, and he came in front of me and Satsuru, we were just sitting, and then he stopped. And he said, this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, this is the sound incarnation of the Absolute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then he just walked away. Very, very great. So Prabhupada was feeling that presence here, that how the Lord is everywhere. So Bhagavad Dhamma picks up on that presence. So that presence is there, it's there, but it's covered by I like it, I don't like it. So when we do something about, make a decision to stop this liking and disliking and take complete shelter of the Holy Name, then we can capture that spirit. God is everywhere, it's all pervading. You can feel that presence of the Lord everywhere. So this is what Bhagavad Dhamma is. And all the other dhammas, they're feeling my presence everywhere. How I can enjoy, how I can control this. So Bhagavad Dhamma, devotional service, the Vaishnava philosophy is the only thing that can really, really do good for anyone in this world. So that's being pointed out here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you. Any comment? Question? Got to be translated.
Okay, she's saying that she has a friend. She's a Buddhist friend. No, ella no es budista. It's a friend she has, and she has very big problems in the relationship with her family. This friend of Christina, and Christina has some techniques she knows from the past, Buddhist techniques that are very helpful to overcome these kind of problems. And her question is if she can keep on using this system, these techniques, to help this friend.
What is the system?
It's a Buddhist system. In English, it's called mindfulness, controlling the breathing system and things like that.
Well, if it's used for as a medicine, it's okay. Prabhupada said, if the medicine works, you can take it. You're just using it as a medicine if it works, but don't forget the goal of Krishna consciousness. All the processes have to be given up. We're forced to give them up. But the process of devotional service, you don't give up. You perform devotional service now, when you go back to Godhead, you're doing the same thing. Hare Krishna. For temporary help, you can do it. But don't forget the goal. Okay. Thank you. Have a question?
Thank you so much for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. I just have one question, like you were mentioning about the Purnamasi, and the one somebody was asking her that there are contradiction on the same story. In one pran, Devata has been, other pran, they lose. So this is a very common question, like, because those pranas are written by the same author, and so is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, like, how can the same author, apparently make such contradiction in his writings?
Yeah, because the Veda is dealing with all different types of mentality. So it caters for that, because everyone is different. So it's catering for all the different types of mentality. By a person's tilak, you can see who is worshipping, you can understand what mode of nature he's in, just by seeing tilak. So it's a good thing. The idea is that everyone is different. There's something for everyone, the Veda is giving, something for everyone. So he was focusing on that, because mostly that's what people want in this material world. We understand we didn't come in the material world to get out of it or go back to Godhead. We came here to enjoy it. That is the principle, and that's the main principle it's built on. So Veda Vyasa is catering for all those people. You want to enjoy like this. Through dharma, do your dharmas. You'll get more enjoyment. So it's encouraging it. But then we understand Veda Vyasa, he felt despondent after that. Then Narada Muni came and he told him, I've written all these Vedas, but... And then Narada chastised him. You did a misjustice practically, by writing all of those different shastras. You've emphasized on karma kanda sections, which is what people want. Why you're feeling dissatisfied yourself is because you didn't glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead enough. So then after that, Vyasadeva, he understood, then he just put out the essence of everything, and that was the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he kicked everything else out. And it is said that in his mature state of devotion, he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. He chastised by his guru, he wrote it, it was his service to write the Vedas, but then he felt despondent, and his Guru Maharaj chastised him. So he reconsidered everything. Okay. So then he just pulled out the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of the Vedas, and presenting that, bhakti, service to Krishna, is the essence. So this was in his mature state of life, Prabhupada. So obviously there is some distance, difference, the Vedas, and something that's written in the mature stage of under. He had written everything, all the Vedas, all even the Brahma Sutras and things like that, Vedanta Sutra. So he covered that practically, all the different tastes for everyone, but still he wasn't satisfied. But then he became mature and understand that he hadn't glorified devotional service enough. So then he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, yes, Bhagavatam doesn't cheat here, what we're reading today. It's very, very direct. It's cheating the persons who want to enjoy the material world. Cheating. But we want to enjoy it. We don't want to hear this stuff. We want to enjoy it. But we don't want to hear this stuff that tells you you shouldn't. You should. Krishna is the enjoyer. So a lot of people don't like to hear it. There's one devotee, he was from Hollywood. He said, as a small boy, we would go on the Hollywood site, on the set. They used to make sets, you know, making Western movie, cowboy Indian films and things. They make a city out of cardboard or something like that. And he used to live near there, so he would go sometimes just have a look around at all the sets. And then they saw this movie that had just been made. It's cowboy and Indian film or something like that. And he was with his friend. They were watching the movie, and he said to his friend, "This is all a setup. I was there. I just saw all this. It's all cardboard. Oh yeah, you see that house over there? All it is a piece of cardboard with a bit of painting on it." And his friend says, "Shut up! Shut up! You're spoiling the movie. You're spoiling the fun." So like that, sometimes we don't like to hear the truth. We like to hear illusion because this is what we think is keeping us happy. Okay, thank you. And Krishna Lila Vyas, what's the next? Krishna Daipanias. Krishna Daipanias. Next. Vrindavan Das. That Vrindavan Das Thakur. Previously he was Veda Vyas. In Krishna Lila, in Gaur Lila, he came as Vrindavan Das. So here, Vyasadeva understood the mistake he made in his previous birth as Vyasadeva with Krishna. Now you read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat is nothing but the Lord and his devotees. They're dancing in ecstasy, they're falling to the ground in ecstasy, they're eating prasadam in ecstasy. They're dancing in ecstasy, they're falling down. That's all he's saying. he doesn't give an inch out of devotional service. He said, "I'm not gonna make the same mistake again. I made a big mistake as Vyasadeva by compiling, but this time Chaitanya Bhagavat is nothing but ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy." So he didn't make that mistake again as Vrindavan does that. Sorry.
Hare Krishna. She only wants to know if the Bible is considered a bona fide scripture.
It's bona fide, yeah. But if you follow the orders of Jesus, it's bona fide. They have a Lord's Prayer. "Our Father which art in heaven." So they recognize there is a God in heaven. The next thing is, "Hallowed be thy name." Your name is glorious. So something glorious means it's propagated. So this is the same as Mahaprabhu, he's come to spread his mission. Thine kingdom come. This is Navadvipa. Thine kingdom come means the kingdom of God has descended here. Speaking about Navadvipa, that prayer. "Thine will be done." It's all about devotional service. The will of the Lord. Priti priti chatavaganara gram savach pachoi morna. We're executing the will of the Lord. We're spreading the holy name in every town and village of the world. So this is real religion, what the Bible says. Thine will be done. We have to work according to the will of God. So even their prayers, it's in conclusion with Bhagavatam. Of course, it goes into karma kanda. Next thing is, "Give us our daily bread." And the Prabhupada said, you don't have to ask God for bread. God is feeding the elephants in hundreds of tons of food leaves, and he's feeding the ants his sugar. He's going to feed the humans. You don't have to go and ask him for bread. That goes down. But the first part of the prayer is very good. So The devotee asks Prabhupada, what is better, the worship of Jesus or the worship of Kali? Prabhupada said the worship of Kali. He said, why? It's, you know, Rajasic, Tamasic, they're killing goats, they're offering goats to Kali. Jesus only come to teach pure love of Godhead. So how come Kali is better than, worship is better than Jesus? He said, because Kali worshippers, at least they're worshipping according to the Vedas. The Vedas are there, the parampara is there. Whereas Christianity, there's no parampara. Everything has become twisted in the Bible. They wrote things out or added things. And so there's no real parampara system there. So he said, at least those who worship Kali, they're following the Vedic system. So in time that will act. The whole Vedic system is a process of mind and sense control, the Vainashram. So slowly they become purified, and at least they're attached to the Vedas. So, but Christianity, he said, the chain's been lost. So therefore the worships of Kali are better situated. Prabhupada, when he went to America, they said, what do you come to teach? One time he said, what do you have forgotten? How to love Krishna, how to love God. And now another time he said, no, we come to teach love of God. And they said, well, we already love God. We have our Jesus here. We love God, we love Jesus. And Prabhupada said, then I have nothing to teach you. They met, who was that? They went to, in Australia, there was Francis of Assisia. He was a great saint. And they were asking, they said, Prabhupada, he used to say, Brother Tree, Sister Moon, whatever it was, he would address you. And Prabhupada said, very good, this is Krishna consciousness. He was talking to the priest there. Yes, this is Krishna consciousness, very good. You're seeing Krishna and everything, calling Brother Tree. But he said that he's praising, but then why they are killing Father Bull or Mother Cow, why they... So it's a nice philosophy, but they don't all follow it. They're killing animals. First commandment, don't kill. So Prabhupada generally, he couldn't discuss so much philosophy with the Christians, but he would always come, generally bring them to the point, why you are killing the cow? As long as you're killing cow, you're going to be very simple, you're not going to understand any higher philosophy. So generally Prabhupada would always catch the Christians at that point. Here's your commandment, thou shalt not, why you are kidding? You be like a swan, you take a bit from, you take the milk, where it's available you take a little drop here. If you can get something from Jesus, take it. He was very humble, meek, Vaishnava. Hare Krishna.
Can you please outline where is the difference between the criticism to establish truth and criticism as a tool of control?
As
tool of control.
Tool
of control, instrument of control.
Say it again, please. How do you distinguish?
The difference between positive criticism and negative criticism.
Oh, positive criticism and negative criticism. Yeah, from Prabhupada's angle of vision then, positive criticism is anyone who is not surrendering fully to God. That is positive criticism. Negative criticism, I'm a Hindu, you should also become a Hindu. I'm a Muslim, you should become a Muslim. And when you're a Muslim, you can never become non-Muslim again. So they will criticize other religions. My religion is better than your religion. My God is better than your God. Get mom's identification. And it really hard to forget Krishna, you're putting yourself, it's interfering somehow with my pleasure, my control and enjoying business. So therefore we see separate from Krishna, we see I and mine. So therefore we criticize. How can there be any criticism when everybody is the servant of Krishna and here is Krishna and we have service to Krishna? There's nothing to criticize. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm a bit late.